Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Wow. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's great to have you tune in to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and that's who I am. I'm Dr. Pat. For more information about me, certainly you can go to thedrpatshow.com or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com. Today, we have a great show. Shout out to Mr. Benny. Hello, Mr. B.
Paddly doodly neighbor.
And now we're doing it. We're doing it. We're just doing it today.
Anything in particular or just doing
just enjoying it,
good,
you know?
Good, yeah.
Just kind of like following the groove of things and just enjoying nature and
snuggling up a little bit more if you're in
the Midwest. Snuggling up a little bit.
Yeah, I know, right?
Mm-hmm. I know. I haven't turned the fireplace on, though, today. I had to turn it on, though, a couple days this week, but not today, right?
It's a way to conserve that.
I know. But if you were to dial up and call Sue Storm, the angel lady in Chicago, OMG. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't get through to her. She got frozen lines.
Yeah. That's right. She got a bit. Yeah. Frozen line. So, Sue, I know you're saying angels, bring out the warm weather. But I don't know that that's working very well in Chicago. Not the moment. Everybody, we have a great show for you today. We're going to be talking about all things in loving balance with Erica Gifford Mills. She's joining me here today. Part of what we're talking about is looking at all things in loving balance, but also what you should know is that not only is Erica a fabulous radio show host, has a great show, but also is somebody that is out in the world. And out in the world, what I mean by that is, just like you all know, you know, we step out in the world and what we do is we identify where we want our energy to go in this lifetime. And, you know, she's somebody that will talk to you today about balance symmetry, right? She's also a co-author in several collaboration books, which we'll get to today as well. Her story is the story, like so many of us, where we look at our lives and we discover things, not just from the mere fact that we're curious, but we discover things from things that happen in life that we're a part of. Sometimes they're traumatic. You know, sometimes things change us emotionally. Sometimes they change us physically. But when all is said and done, we craft and we carve out something that we want to pass on to the world. And what Erica has done is the rooted life. Live, love, and let go. Today, we're going to be talking about the nature of balance and what it means. What does it mean when we look at a holistic approach to life? Do we include our mental and emotional states? Do we include our physical and spiritual states? But in all of that, do we still have to get rooted? Yeah. Erica, great to have you.
Oh, it's so great to be here. And thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. I'm honored and blessed to be on your show today.
Well, here we are, right? And, you know, you and I have done some work together. But the first thing out of the gate I think that's important to talk about is talk about what happens when we are, I don't know, off our game. You know, I was sharing with Benny this morning that the coach of the New Orleans Saints, I think he did his first interview, I think it was today or yesterday, since they lost, right? Where everybody's pointing to that missed call. So they get him on the air today. It was really interesting. I loved what he said. And they're like, where have you been, dude? Like, have you been investigating this? Have you been like out there trying to be an advocate to instant playback for bad calls? And he very calmly looks at the camera and says, well, I've been watching a lot of Netflix and eating a lot of ice cream. And the reason I bring that up is because we live our lives at such a level of intensity that sometimes that could take us to a pathway that becomes our demise. And I wanted to talk with you about what this idea, this sort of balance means to you, how you got there. And I don't know, do you consider Netflix and ice cream part of that?
Actually, absolutely. I think we've been assaulted from every angle and every aspect in our lives, right? We need to do more. We need to be more. We need to be it all. Seems like a contest on who's the busiest, right? And I mean, take, for example, the last few days in Wisconsin. We have been colder than Alaska. We've been colder than the South Pole and Antarctica. I mean, seriously, it's frigid. And yet how many of us have felt guilty for mindlessly watching TV or binge watching Netflix or Hulu instead of being productive? You know, how many times have you caught yourself past midnight responding to emails, even though you're exhausted, even though you know you have to get up for that really early important meeting in the morning? That overwhelming and off your game. I think this week with schools being closed, many workplaces being shut down or having delayed starts, everybody's out of sorts and we feel overwhelmed because we don't have that schedule. And I think we get so laser focused on a goal or an event or even just the world around us that we forget about everything else. And having that balance in all areas of our lives, and what I mean by that is the four body systems, your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual, it's essential for your overall health and wellness.
It's essential. And I got to ask you this question too, because I mean, I kind of figured out it was essential, but only when I realized that I didn't even know that it was essential.
Yes.
And, you know, part of it really talks to two words that we're going to talk about now. But those two words are words I did not know before 2002, integrative and holistic. And let's talk about integrative and holistic and what they were 15 years ago and what they've come to mean now, you know, how they moved pivotally up the scale, so to speak, when we talk about healing.
Yeah, for me, integrative and holistic, although they're very separate terms, they are one approach. Mm-hmm. And it's a more broad approach to healing. If you're in like a doctor or a healthcare environment, it's more of a patient-centered and focuses on a whole kind of a holistic, not just Western medicine and Eastern philosophies, but also from a holistic, it's a holistic health and wellness. It's more of an approach to life. You know, rather than focusing on an illness or a specific part of your body, you want to focus on the whole person, knowing that everything is really connected. It's like the, you know, the knee bone's connected to the thigh bone, you know, the whole song. Everything, it really is truly connected. It's about being proactive instead of reactive and taking the precautions to potentially avoid problems or an illness. You know, it's really considering your whole person and how you might interact with your environment and truly emphasize the connection on the mind, body, and spirit.
Yeah. Look, as we go through the world, I think we discover things. What you discovered is a conversation about balance. And that conversation about balance, probably when you discovered it, I don't know, Eric, I want to ask
yes.
you, so, you know, was it as important when you discovered it as we think it is today?
Yes and no.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. I didn't realize, it was shortly after my father passed away that I realized how out of balance I was. Mm. And I thought I had my life totally under control, right? We know this, we got this, you know, I'm an empowered woman. I know what I'm doing. And little did I know truly how off kilter and how off balance I truly was. And I think sometimes it takes a major life event, whether it's getting married, having a baby, a death, whatever might that be, to find that where are you in your life? And are you really looking at every aspect to make sure that you are finding or creating balance. We'll probably get into that a little bit later, but you know, you are responsible for that. Just like you are responsible for your happiness, you are responsible to taking the steps necessary to finding and creating that balance.
Yeah. So look, part of this is looking at balance. Part of it is looking at our life. Part of it is looking at, you know what it reminds me of, what we're going to talk about today? What it reminds me of how we get so engaged in the pace of life that we forget, one, that I have a mental state, two, that I have a physical state. We get reminded of our emotional state because we respond and we react to things. Everything from road rage to emotions and sadness and loss. And the least, I think, for many of us, I think, is our spiritual phase, our spiritual part. Now, what I mean by that is I'm not talking about get up and maybe go to church on Sunday or something like that. I'm talking about how we embody each and every one of these aspects of who we are, and how do we take great care? That's what we're going to talk about when we come back. We're going to be talking with Erica about our mental and emotional health. She's going to tell us about the Rooted Life coaching series, all of that, Get Rooted Radio, and much more. Hey, everybody, we'll be right back.
A space of allowing radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMain.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
So nice, Benny. Thank you for
that. Blast from the past. 90s grips. Loving it.
I love that. Yeah, you got to remember the 90s. That and Sinead O'Connor, nothing compares to you.
Right?
Haunting. Yeah. Oh, Prince wrote that, by the way.
Yeah, he actually was a lyricist on, or a writer, I should say, for many artists.
I know.
That you'd be surprised. And we, yeah.
Yeah. I miss him,
Gone
Benny.
Too soon. Gone too soon. I know. Gone too soon.
I miss me a little, Prince. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. And, you know, missing people is part of the conversation today with Erica Gifford Mills. We're talking about something that is so important, and that is that all things in loving balance. I love the word loving in there, right? Because that is part of it. And we are going to be talking now about mental and emotional health as well in the context of loving balance. Erica, though, before we do, would you let folks know how they can find out more about you, about the Rooted Life upcoming series, and about your radio show?
Absolutely. So as Pat mentioned earlier, I am the owner of Balance Symmetry. It's my business. I'm an international empowerment and life coach. I have a great series coming up right here on Transformation Talk Radio. It's Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. It is the second and fourth Thursday of every month at 9 Pacific, 11 Central. Hoping that you all join. The first premiere show is 2 weeks from today, Thursday, February 14th, Valentine's Day. And you can get more information on myself, the radio show, the wonderful series that we'll probably talk a little bit more about later by going to GetRootedRadio.com.
I love it. And also we're going to be giving away some books here today. Tell us a bit about those books and especially the contribution you made to each of them.
Absolutely. It was, 2018 was a great year for me. I'm looking even more forward to 2019. But I was a co-author in 3 books. The first is The Professional Woman, Self-Esteem, Confidence, and Empowerment. The second was Natural and Organic Healing, Volume 2. And the last one that just came out the end of December is Women of Courage, Volume 2. They all are different and had a very special place in my heart. So The Professional Woman, Self-Esteem, Confidence, and Empowerment, it's truly a must-read for everybody who wants to increase self-confidence in the workplace and personal lives. There are 10 international authors in that book, and I am one of them. So it was a very fun book, and you can learn more about the Rooted Life in that series. The next is Natural and Organic Healing. You'll learn about finding your balance in my chapter. It essentially the ultimate guide to health and wellness. You know, wherever you are in your journey, you'll find what you need in this book. And it has 25 authors. Don't quote me on that, but 25 authors in that book. So it's a great book. You'll find a little golden nugget. The last one is Women of Courage, which is really talking about everyday, ordinary women. And I say that meaning we're not superheroes, but we are the women that you pass every day in the street telling their extraordinary stories. It's their tales of bravery of themselves or a family member. And it really shows how we stand up and really use our inner courage in times of need. And each one of them was a blessing to be a part of. And I'm very excited to share them with you.
Wow. Thank you so very much for that. And we have copies to give away. And Benny, let's go ahead and give the first one away. Erica, which one should we give away first?
Let's do The Professional Woman, Self-Esteem, Confidence, and Empowerment.
All right. 1-800-930-2819. Say hi to Benny, of course. 1-800-930-2819. Let's talk about mental health for a moment. One of the things that I know for sure is that whether we're looking at the news, the headlines, discussions about mental and emotional health are across the headlines. What does this mean from your perspective? What does each mean, actually, from your perspective?
Yeah, I mean, mental and emotional health, I mean, they truly are connected. Separate in their ways, they're both necessary and work cohesively together. So we need to effectively manage both our mental and emotional health to help us eliminate stress and fear, anxiety, anger, depression, worry. For me, mental health, which affects so many of people I love and dear friends and family, and even myself, it's really someone's condition with regard to their psychological and emotional well-being. And it affects how we think and how we feel and how we act. Whereas for me, emotional health, it controls our thoughts and our feelings and our behaviors. It's emotionally healthy people will still feel stress and anger and sadness, but they know how to manage their negative feelings. And I think if you look at it as thinking versus expressing, a good way to think about mental and emotional health is a tag team, right? Mental health refers to your ability to process the information, where emotional health refers to your ability to express the feelings that are based upon the information that you processed. So they go hand in hand, and it's essential, really, truly good emotional and mental health is essential to your overall health and wellness. Mm-hmm. And I think people forget that. I mean, somebody might say, well, it's all mental. But when you have mental and emotional illness, it affects your physical and your spiritual. Right. You know, you are going to have physical symptoms. You're going to be tired. You're going to be stressed. You're not going to be able to sleep, which is then going to get to your eating, which is going to get to your, you know, stress causes heart conditions, strokes, you name it. It's so important. And it's really, until recently, has been a big factor that's been overlooked in somebody's overall health and wellness.
It is. And as a matter of fact, you know, what's happening with it is we're also redefining the connection between the mental and the emotional. And, you know, there are a couple of people that I can point to. I'm not saying that they literally captured the market on it, but the whole idea of looking at emotional intelligence, the way that was looked at through, of course, the book, Emotional Intelligence, really brought a new conversation to the table. You know, it brings together something that we don't often talk about, but what it brings to the table is a new understanding. From your perspective, Erica, what is the understanding we might have about both emotional health and mental health in ways that are going to get us to the life that we want to live? Because I think, and here's what I mean by the question. I think a lot of times we get confused between emoting and expressing emotions.
Yes.
Or an emotional response versus, you know, things like excitement and cheering. So let's talk about what we're really striving for when we're talking about this loving balance.
Oh, yeah. And you hit it right there. I mean, when we're looking at all the components, and mental and emotional specifically, we can't always control the events in our world and things that happen to us, but we can control your response. And somebody who maybe has some mental and emotional imbalance doesn't have that capability. It doesn't mean that they're incapable of doing it. It's just that if they're out of balance, it's going to be more difficult for them to do that. And that's when we need to recognize that we have an issue, because having emotional response to things isn't necessarily a bad thing, right? We want to be passionate. We want to show happiness and sorrow and joy. We're humans. We need to make sure that we do express those emotions and show how we feel. It's just a matter of, do we unpack and stay there, or do we then move forward from that? And I think that's where some people get stuck. And being able to seek help, ask for help, you know, look upon yourselves on what am I doing that could be done differently. When you get so far down that rabbit hole, it's harder to do on your own. And I think breaking the stigma that's out there on mental health is so, so important. And I think we're on the right path to that. That it's not a, you know, somebody has a heart attack or somebody has to get stitches or has a broken arm, nobody thinks twice about them going to a doctor.
Right.
Mental health, you know, I need to go to the doctor. Well, why? You're fine. There's nothing wrong with you. No, there is. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean that there's
exactly not. Exactly. And you know, you're so right about this in terms of, you know, I think about my own history and so forth. And I've talked about my mom committing suicide. And of course, you know, even the very fact that I'm saying that out loud, you know, anybody in my family on my mom's side of the family that hears it will completely deny it. And the only way that I know about it is because my mom wrote letters to my dad after her first attempt from Bellevue in the Bronx, right? And, you know, I have that information and I understand what happened the second time, of course, and what she did. But even saying that, understanding what my mom experienced was never talked about. But I have to tell you, Erica, as I read these letters, which I keep so personal and close to me, knowing what I know now, forget about studying psychology for like 10 years, dismiss that. You don't need a PhD in psychology, everybody, to read a letter and realize this person's in pain. And I think too often we walk away from the information that's being shown to us because it's painful, don't we?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And people many times feel helpless because they don't know how to help another person. And sometimes just simply being there, not saying a thing, just being present is so important. And people take away that just presence. Well, I can't help her, can't help him. I'm just going to stay away. And I think that's what we have to learn not to do, right?
Yeah.
Just because they're not reaching out doesn't mean that we shouldn't reach out.
Yeah. So the bottom line is, folks, this is about having Erica help you navigate through some waters that may be uncomfortable, that may feel foreign, or that may feel like something that instead of navigating through them, you just want to run away. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to really continue that conversation. But more importantly, what we're going to look at is the connection to physical as well as physical. Are you ready? As well as spiritual. We'll be right back, everybody.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. 1790. Sue Storm. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Pat. For more information about me, go to the Dr. Pat Show, Transformation Talk Radio. Or you can just Google Dr. Pat. Get Rooted Radio for more information about that. And Erica Gifford Mills, we're going to give you some information. Also, the Rooted Life series is coming up. Live, Love, Let Go. And we've got another book to give away, which is fabulous. Erica, tell folks about The Rooted Life. Tell folks about the series, as well as the next book we're going to give away.
Yeah, so the next book is Natural and Organic Healing, Volume 2. It's definitely your ultimate guide to health and wellness. Get Rooted Radio is actually coming this February 14th, second and fourth Thursday of each month. Get that right. Don't want to show up the wrong time. And then it's really a spinoff of my signature group coaching series, The Rooted Life, Live, Love, Let Go. And it's an awesome coaching series. It's a 12-week virtual series. So it's from the comfort of your own home or your office or a cafe, wherever you're comfortable at. And we go through 12-week series of virtual coaching tools, techniques, weekly homework, and action items and deliverables to keep you accountable. And we talk about things that we've talked about just today, how to work through and getting that balance, and how to look at yourself as a whole person, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually.
Cool. Look, we talked and touched upon certainly looking at mental, emotional health. Let's talk about physical and spiritual health. And we're talking about these individually. But, you know, later on the show, you're going to really talk to us about the interplay of each. Let's start with physical, because I know for me that my physical malady that I had really opened the door on all of these we're talking about today. What role does physical balance play?
And I think physical health is the easiest to see. However, it's truly a sign of some other underlying issues, right? It's very critical for your overall well-being. It's the most visual of the various dimensions of health. It promotes proper care of your bodies, how your body's functioning, and includes like your physical activity, proper nutrition, sleep. But a lot of times when people see that their physical is failing, it's usually underlying of something else. So I think that is kind of the easiest one, even though that typically is going to cause us the most problems. But as far as spiritual is kind of my favorite one. And I think sometimes it makes people the most uncomfortable because many times we're taught that's personal, and it absolutely is. You're absolutely correct. For me, the word spiritual refers to your core. It's your inner self, your innermost self. And it provides you really with a sense of who you are, where you came from, and where you're going to go and how you're going to get there. Mm-hmm. You know, some people think it's spiritual health is just religion, right? It's your religion.
Yeah.
For me, it's so much more of that. Not that religion doesn't play a powerful role, mm-hmm. but it's really a much stronger significance. It means really how you relate to others, you know, your personal relationships, love, how you interact with your community around you, whether that's your work community, your home community, your local village, city community, and the global community, and that of the community of the world, right? How you interact with nature. And there's many ways that you can help your spiritual well-being. But it's truly how you connect and what you value. You know, it's like Stephen Covey said, the spiritual dimension is your center, your commitment to your value system. It draws upon the sources that inspire and uplift you and tie you to timeless truths of humanity. And I think that's so true when it comes to your spiritual health.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that for me, I didn't realize how out of alignment I was until my, actually pretty much with all of this, it was my body that was failing that got my attention. And it really did take that. And I think the good news when I think about it for me, Erica, is that the good news is I did catch it in time. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by catch it in time, I happened to have an opportunity which revealed to me the relationship between these four things, these four parts of who we are. But yet it took a while to figure out the interplay between them, you know, really the connection between them. What have you discovered in the work that you do and in your own personal journey? What have you discovered about the aha moments that people, when people realize something's out of whack? You know, you may not know that you're like got a balance issue, but something's just not right. That just not right feeling, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it, we don't look at that, right? We said, oh, I need to lose weight. And we just know that we're overweight, right? So you put the blinders on and you start focusing, I'm going to lose weight and I'm going to lose weight. That's what my focus is. Well, then they forget they've got people around them, right? You've got family, got your friends, and you might be ignoring them because you're so laser focused on that goal. And yet, yes, you're starting to lose weight, but what else have you sacrificed for that? Let's say, good example, tax season. Those poor accountants and CPAs who are just nothing but overwhelmed during tax season. Mm-hmm. So they know it's coming. They know how to plan for it, right? I'm going to be really busy during this time. They talk to their families. They get everything in line. They kind of warn folks, I'm going to be kind of out of reach. I apologize. People get it. We make those sort of preparations. The same can be done in your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual state when you recognize that imbalance. You know, you might be overly busy at work and you have to spend some extra time. But if we don't communicate that, not only to ourselves, but to mm-hmm. our family and friends, things are going to happen that make you get off kilter. So we need, you know, the wellness, overall health and wellness means taking care of those areas in your life, because it's going to be easier to live life and deal with the unknowns, the stressors in our life to maintain that balance. It doesn't mean that you're going to always be perfectly aligned and in balance in these areas, but understanding if you're off in one, you might be able to compensate in another one to get through there. So if you're not sleeping well, why aren't you sleeping well? It's not that I'm not going to bed at a reasonable time and getting up. It's because I'm thinking about the debt I have, or I'm thinking about my daughter or son who is getting bullied at school. There's other factors. And I think people just think, oh, you're not sleeping well, we'll go to bed earlier. You know, it's not as simple as that. And I think we need to take notice. We need to not push away signs. We have to follow our gut and listen to ourselves. You know, get comfortable with listening to our bodies and to our mind. And when we feel something's not right, chances are you're right. Something's not right. You know you. You need to move forward with that feeling and do things. Sometimes it's just trial and error.
Yeah. You know, part of this too is really looking at where we are, just like you said before, and where we want to go. See, that where we want to go is so important, right? And then and I mean that both physically, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. So what I mean by where we want to go, let's say you want a new job. Let's say you want to be in love. You know, let's say you want to change locations. See, it's that thing that I want to talk with you about next, because we've been talking about human being. But in our human beingness, right, even if we think we're living in earth skin for a short period of time, there's also human doing. Yeah. And we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about that. Before break, though, Erica, again, how can people find out more about you? And then when we come back, we're also going to give another book away. How can they find out about you? How can they sign up to work with you?
Go to GetRootedRadio.com, GetRootedRadio.com, and you'll have all the information you need to sign up for tips, tricks, and upcoming news and events, and even do a free discovery call with me.
Awesome. Awesome. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back. When we come back, how do we put it all together? What is the interplay, the synergy of it, so to speak? And how, what does it mean to living the life we really want to mean? Erica's going to take that on. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Shelley Ryan, host of Your Next Chapter Radio. When you're ready to start a new chapter, take time to get clear about what it is that you want your next chapter to look like. Imagine what you'll be doing, who you'll be with, where will you be, how will you feel when you get what you want. This could be your dream job, finding your love, retirement, a balanced life, a healthy, fit body. Whatever you're looking for, create a crystal clear picture of exactly what it is that you want. Then write your vision down in as much detail as you can and read it as often as you can to remind yourself of your what. You don't have to be concerned about how you'll make this happen. You just need to be crystal clear about what it is you want. If you stay focused on your what, watch God and the universe show you opportunities for how to take action and make it happen. If you need help getting clarity around your what for your next chapter, you can reach me at www.yournextchaptercoaching.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. All Things in Loving Balance with Erica Gifford Mills joining me here today. We've talked about what it means to have an integrative and holistic approach to life and loving balance. And that really included mental and emotional health, physical and spiritual health. And now the question really is, you know, where do we find ourselves rooted? Before we talk about how to get ready and get rooted, Erica, one more time, how can folks find out about you and about how to create a rooted life or the rooted life?
Yes, welcome back, everybody. To get more information on myself and Balanced Symmetry, you can go to GetRootedRadio.com. You'll find information on services, especially the signature series, The Rooted Life. You can find information about the books that we are giving away today. And really just reach out and contact me.
I love it. Okay, here we go. One more book to give away. I think we could do it. Which book is that we're going to give away now?
Women of Courage, Volume 2.
I love it. 1-800-930-2819. All right, here we go. Now that we've talked about all of this, how the heck do we create balance?
And I think that is right. The question on everybody's mind, and, yeah. and it's hard, right? It's the biggest thing. You got to do work. Got to do work, folks. That's the biggest thing. Once you've recognized it, which it is a task in and of itself, a lot of times people aren't realizing it, unfortunately, until it's late, very late, and there is a physical effect. However, when you start building that gut trust, the rapport with yourself, and start listening to yourself and listening to your body and your mind, right, the thoughts that become things, you will start learning that you need to do to do more. And through the series, the signature group coaching series that I do, The Rooted Life, we touch on all of that. We take a true holistic and integrative approach to not only finding your balance, but looking deep within yourself to say, what are my core values? Am I living those core values? What do I need to do to get back there? How do I work on self-love and self-care? Am I too busy holding on to those limiting beliefs and those that negative self-talk that eats away at you to then just let go? You know, are we doing that? Because I think at some point in time, we all do that. I mean, we beat ourselves up a little bit. And then are we really authentic? Are we being our true authentic selves? Or do we have some boundary management issues? And I'm raising my hand. You can't see me, of course, but I am raising my hand to say I have boundary management issues. I continue to work on that every single day. And that's a big thing. Through the Rooted Life, Live, Love, Let Go series, we work on all those items. It's a wonderful way to have accountability and also feel like you're being heard. And I think that's so important to women, really truly to everybody, not just women, but it's important to know that people are listening and that we hear you. And this series is just an unbelievable series to do all that and take the time to be heard, to do work, because that's really what you need to do to find and create balance. You need to do work. There are action steps that you need to take, just like to find happiness, you need to be happy with yourself first before you can be happy with anybody else. And that's how you're going to get rooted, is by putting in that effort, the time, and being able to answer the questions that you may not like the answers to, right? It's when we put it all together, learning how to find that balance in your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual health and wellness, it will help you achieve not only wholeness, but to clarify what you want by tapping into your authentic self. You learn to identify those habits and the patterns that are keeping you from your best life so that you can then remove those roadblocks and overcome past limitations that will help you create that action plan to achieve your goals.
One of the things that I wanted to talk with you about, and I know we have a few minutes left, is that there is an end game in mind. There's a reason for having this conversation. And I think it's important for us to remind ourselves of why we seek to have this, right? And let's talk about that. Remember, we started this by saying where we have an idea that we want to either move some part of our life forward or stop some part of our life from happening. And so on the journey, you know, are we attempting to seek a point of harmony? And if so, isn't this kind of the end game here so that we can ease through life in the most caring, loving, and joyful way?
Absolutely, Dr. Pat. I mean, when we look at it, we all... when I say we want an easy life, I mean, that sometimes that's too easy, right? Being able to overcome obstacles, that's where you grow as a person. But being able to find how and that you having the tools and techniques to be able to find that harmony and the wholeness and the balance, that's what life's all about. We don't want to just exist. We want to live. And when we have the tools and techniques necessary to make ourselves balanced, we will open up so many more doors for ourselves. We will no longer have those what ifs or those should haves. We will start living life with passion and purpose once we are all in harmony with ourselves. Because once we're in harmony with ourselves, it makes it so much easier to be in harmony with those around us, which will just make our lives so much better.
Well, you know, part of this is the work you do and the body of work you continue to do. Tell us about the upcoming class and course, and thank you so much, coaching rather. Tell us about what Get Rooted is all about, you know, the Get Rooted life, and what people will learn from that. And again, thank you for everything you do, Erica.
No, I appreciate it. And I appreciate the time that you're taking with me to go through it, because I think it's so important. And it's not about being better than anybody else. It's about being the best person that you are and the best person for you. Because once that happens, it opens yourself up to your family and friends. The Rooted Life, Live, Love, Let Go is a 12-week group coaching series. The next series is beginning March 7th. So you want to go to Get Rooted Radio and go to the Rooted Life tab, where you'll see the signature group coaching series. If you should have some more questions or just want to walk through everything, please don't hesitate to click on the schedule free discovery call right on the site. So again, it's Get Rooted Radio. Go to the Rooted Life tab on the website, and you will see all the information on the 12-week group coaching series. It's all virtual, so it doesn't matter where you're at. If you're in Nicaragua, if you're in Canada, if you're in Australia, if you're here in the States, we will all get on together and go through 12 weekly sessions as a group, and then also optional individual weekly sessions to go more into your personal areas where you may not want to do that in the group setting. It is a wonderful, wonderful program, and you will get so much out of it in just 12 short weeks.
Wow. Erica, thank you for today, and thank you for what you do. Hey, can you tell everybody how they're going to be able to tune into your show, when they're going to be able to tune into your show, and last but not least, what's your personal message for today?
Yes. So Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Second and fourth Thursday of each month, beginning in just 2 weeks on February 14th, right here on Transformation Talk Radio, 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 Central. Please join me. It's going to be an awesome show. Personal message for today is truly doing things in a loving balance. Don't overcommit. And if you need time to rest, rest. Truly all things in loving balance.
Wow. And I got to tell you, everybody, I had the honor of working with Erica for the past couple of months. And her message is not just bold, but it's heartfelt. And it takes us to a place where we truly can achieve the things in our lives. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Erica, thank you.
Thank you, Erica.
Benny, thank you for pushing all them buttons. All right, everybody, we'll see you next time.
Preceding audio was via a Skype call.